everybody. Welcome into our golf-only episode of The Early Edge. We do it every single Tuesday. Hit the subscribe button on our YouTube page. Turn on those notifications, and you know exactly the second that this will drop into your feed. Congratulations goes out to Jason Kokrak. He beat out Jordan Spieth last week to win on the PGA Tour at the Colonial. This week, a very special event. It's elevated. It's the Memorial. It's at Jack's Place. It's special. Let's bring in the star of the show. You know him, the host of the First Cut Podcast right here at CBS Sportsline. He is Rick Rungood on social media. What up, Rick G?
Coach, here it is. This is a big time event, big time course. We're 2 weeks away from the U.S. Open. This is the time of year where it's big event after big event after big event. I'm stoked to be here.
14 weeks left in the regular season before we get to the playoffs. Now, as you give us a short preview, as you do every week, some would think that this is a big time tournament, that it's only big time names that win it. I got two names for you. David Langmuir.
Yeah.
And Willie McGirt. So anybody can step up this week. 3-year exemption. Talk to me.
Yeah, so this is Muirfield Village. You saw it twice on the schedule last year. Not only hosted this event, but it hosted the Workday Charity Open in the week before, because that was the spot that was vacated by the RBC Canadian, I believe. So obviously a little bit of juggling. And the course is always the star on the PGA Tour, or for the majority of the time, it's the star. Well, Muirfield Village is a star in itself, but it's been renovated a lot. Basically, they dumped a bunch of $1 million into this course over the last 10 or 11 months, and nearly every hole has been touched, Coach. A lot of the green complexes do not resemble the same green complexes that we had in previous years. They've added about 100 yards and 150 trees onto the course. And the big thing is every single green has been resurfaced, new bent grass greens. And usually what we see the first couple of years of new greens, they tend to play very, very firm, Coach. So this is already one of the most difficult tour stops that we get on the schedule. And I think it is certainly not going to disappoint this time around.
Yeah, kind of the funny thing is last year as they were completing this tournament, they were actually already starting the renovation on the front nine at that particular time. It's kind of crazy. All right, let's jump into our board now. And Rick, you and I tell people all the time at home, you got to grind it out. You're going to make the most of your money on head-to-head matchups. That's what we do. Give me the two that you like.
Absolutely. So I'm going to go with Hideki Matsuyama, who's a dog, +105 over Xander Schauffele. And this is certainly not a knock against Xander Schauffele, but I think that Hideki Matsuyama's Masters victory actually kind of masks how well he's been playing outside of that event. He's been playing great. He's laying down the blueprint, and he basically had 4 or 5 bad holes at the PGA Championship that kept him from contending, because otherwise he played great. And you give me the opportunity to get him at +105, a guy that has won this tournament before, I'm certainly going to take it. And then Colin Morikawa is -110 against Justin Thomas. And I'm always a little bit worried about fading Justin Thomas, but what we're seeing from him right now is a bit uncharacteristic. He's not hitting his irons well. He's not hitting his wedges well. And that's his weapon. Playing out of the fairway, attacking pins, that's his weapon. And if he doesn't have that, it's a really scary thought. And usually when we see guys lose their best weapon, it usually takes a couple of weeks to get it back. So I'm trying to take advantage for a guy who actually beat Justin Thomas in a playoff at the Workday Charity Open last year. Plenty of good vibes around Muirfield Village. I think he takes down JT.
But as every golf expert says, Rick, it's a completely different course.
Sure.
Stop it. By the way, I had somebody reach out to me on Twitter because they're like, we were fading Xander last week. They're like, Coach, you're an idiot. He was here, like 4 months of play. And then he missed the cut last week, which is exactly what we said. The books have not caught up with how average Xander is playing golf right now. So don't come at me on social media. Don't come at us. We know what we're talking about. He'll probably go out and win this week. All right, now we got two props. You got to find some little value on the board. What do you like this week?
Yeah, that's right. Brian Harman cashed for us last week, and I'm going back to the top tens. I really like the numbers that they have on Keegan Bradley +375. Listen, Keegan Bradley, over his last 7 starts, Coach, he has gained 2 strokes putting. It's not a lot. It's 2 in total. He's been barely better than average. But when you compare that to the 25 strokes that he lost in the 7 starts prior, you understand that he is finding something with the putter. That's the one thing that unlocks success for Keegan Bradley. I like him at +375. And then Billy Horschel, we can talk about how well he's been playing. You know, the success came at the match play, which is kind of a weird format. He played well again at the Zurich Classic. He finished 4th with Sam Burns, but that's a team event, kind of a weird format. So we can argue semantics about his form. form and how good it is, but plenty of good vibes going back to a place where he has four top 15 finishes in his last six starts. So I'm also going with Billy Horschel to finish inside the top 10 at plus 450.
He's also the ultimate competitor, and I had him for 2 days last week on PGA Tour Live. He's not happy right now because of how he played at the Colonial. He's going to come in this week completely motivated, laser focused, and that's what I love about Billy Horschel. All right, give me two guys that you think with a good week, three really good rounds, and holding on for the fourth, because rarely do you have four good rounds at the Memorial. Give me two guys you like.
Yeah, so outrights here. Bryson DeChambeau, 18-1. It's just too long. And for me, Coach, this is embracing how volatile golf is and embracing how much we might not know about the new redesign and all the work that they've put in. This course might not play how we think it is. And I think embracing that and looking at the fairway that was removed, the rough that should be thick and lush, that's the recipe for success for Bryson DeChambeau. When everyone's missing the fairway and everyone's playing out of the rough and he's playing from a much farther distance than everybody else, and he's got that club head speed that can glide through the grass no problem. I like him at 18-1. I think that's an interesting proposition. And then the other one is Shane Lowry. You know, this is, to me, I've always considered Shane Lowry kind of a short game specialist, and it's just not true. He's gained strokes on approach in seven consecutive events. He had a top 10 at TPC Sawgrass. He had another top 10 at the PGA Championship. He's playing well on difficult courses right now, and with Muirfield Village playing difficult, you're probably going to have to be creative. You're probably gonna have to think through this, and I think it sets up well for Shane Lowry at 40-1.
Yeah, I like that number with him anytime you got a four in front of him. By the way, Bryson DeChambeau, he was your champion here in 2018. So despite the fact that there's renovations, he knows this course. He knows how to win on this course, and I think he is motivated to really want to win, as his title defense of the U.S. Open is now, as you mentioned, just 2 weeks away. All right, we're up against it. Every paper, every pencil. Here is the recap. Thank you, Jeweler. Here we go. In our matchups, Matsuyama over Xander, plus 105. Love getting plus money there. Morikawa over JT. I had him for three rounds last week. He really does not know where his tee ball is going. That translates into scrambling a lot. You don't want to be scrambling at Muirfield Village. Then two top 10s, Keegan Bradley, plus 375. And then Billy Horschel, plus 450. And then two outrights. Give me Bryson, plus 1,800 to win. And then Shane Lowry, a little bit longer odds for him at plus 4,000. Don't forget, follow Rick on social media for any updates, any opinions he has. It's all about education and entertainment. All right. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all. No. Let's take five of these six tickets straight to the pay window. For Rick G, I'm the coach. And for the Jeweler, our executive producer who puts all of these shows together under the umbrella. Don't forget, this is the only place for your weekly golf Early Edge. Good luck.